everybody. Welcome to another episode of Great Minds Drink Alike. Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Rebecca.
We're here again with Betty. So how's it going?
It's going good. Good. Very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Today I wanted to talk about girls' trips. Because you have a lot of experience with that, don't you?
Yes.
You're just a jet setter.
Yes.
What was the last trip you went on?
San Antonio.
San Antonio?
Yeah, we went on the Riverwalk.
Where's that?
In Texas.
Oh, I just went to Texas.
Did you?
Yeah, I went to Dallas.
Did you go? Oh, but you didn't go to San Antonio where they do the Riverwalk.
What's the Riverwalk?
It's got the restaurants and the stores on both sides.
So they only have restaurants on a river in San Antonio?
No, but that's. They plan things.
That's what they're famous for.
It's right
for.
On the water, and you can take a boat and go right down the whole river.
Is that like when we were in Tampa and we were trying to find the? Remember when we were in Tampa and we were on the river and we were trying to find? We were trying to find the party.
You went there maybe with your mother. I didn't go there in Tampa on the river. Oh, did I? I don't remember now.
Yeah, remember when we were there? When?
Oh, we had drinks. We had the picture of you and Brookie and Grace. And Grace got the fondue.
No, it was just me.
Yes, yeah, no, that's who it was. It was all of us. We were trying, and then they canceled it.
I
remember they canceled it.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. We were just walking up and down this river walk
right.
for a really long time.
Right.
I guess it wasn't as great as San Antonio's.
No, and then we stopped and we had, you had the margaritas.
I don't know. We have margaritas.
Oh, yeah,
all
we have
time.
Nice, we have nice pictures of that. And the restaurant was right outside. We had the drinks on the water, and then we went inside with Gary and Kyle.
We're talking about two different times.
Yeah. No, I don't know if we are.
Let's go back to the San Antonio
okay.
River Walk.
San Antonio
so
was
did
good.
Did you get lit?
The first night we went there, they had this big...
Wait, so explain from the beginning. Who did you go with?
Barbara. Susan. Sue. Jeannie. Diane. And Maureen. And myself.
How many people is that?
There's about six of us.
Wow.
Yeah, six of us. They celebrated my birthday there.
Wow, that's a lot of bitches.
Yeah, we celebrated my birthday there. We had a great time. It was fun. We went to this Irish pub, and he was singing all kinds of Irish songs. And we all singing
with
him. Oh,
Irish songs.
And we were all singing with him. So it was fun. One night they had this big, it's an Indian festival where they have all these dances and the boats coming with the girls all dressed up in there. You know, their outfits, and it was very pretty. Firecrackers, it was very, fireworks, it was very pretty.
Wow.
We had a good time.
What an exciting
everybody,
time.
And, of course, we had a few little, two
you
of
had
the girls
some...
had a little, two of the girls were having this bad vibes the whole trip.
Bad vibes? You
yes.
mean there was cat fighting?
Well, it was words, like...
It was words.
Yeah, about who was paying the bill.
So explain.
And the taxi cab.
Spill the tea.
Yeah, just, she was complaining about this one, you're making me pay too much money, blah, blah. But that was the only two that we had a problem with.
It was
with.
About money?
Yeah, it was about money. That's about it.
That's dumb.
About money, yeah, I know.
Nothing more exciting than that?
No. No. Oh, but when we went to Ireland...
You went to Ireland?
Yeah.
With friends?
Yeah.
Wow.
With Barbara and Diane and Maureen.
We lived the life.
And Eileen. And there was a girl, Caroline.
So how many people was on that trip?
I'm trying to think. There was about six or seven. We had two. We had, and that was, oh my goodness. We went to this bar and one of the girls picked up on a fella and he wanted to follow her to the...
Wait, one of your friends?
Yeah.
Which one?
Diane.
So Diane.
Yes.
So
She's
the catch.
Yes.
She's on the prowl.
So he wanted to follow her up to the room, and I was getting to be a nervous wreck. I wasn't in the room with
Wait,
him.
Go back. Explain the whole story.
Sitting in the restaurant, and
okay,
this guy
so you're
comes
in
over
Ireland.
And decides that he's going to...
You're in Ireland.
Yeah, and we went
You
got to
set the plot, Grandma.
Yeah.
You're in Ireland.
Right. And we went to... Dirty Nelly's.
Went to the Dirty Nelly.
Yeah.
And
that's what it's called, Dirty Kit.
And what was the vibe like?
And we were having, they were having, what's that Irish beer?
Guinness.
And I don't like Guinness. But they were having a few. And then one of this young fella came over to Diane. And tell you the truth.
Young fella? What's young?
Well, she was 70 and he was about, I would say he was about 40, 45.
Wow.
She's pretty sexy.
Wow. She's like a Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
She likes him young.
But he started to follow her into the room. Yeah, and I got nervous. And I got them to go a different way so that he wouldn't. But the next morning, he came looking for her at the breakfast.
Were you? Did you see her come out of her room in the morning? Was she alone?
No, she was with. She was with two other.
Sure, she didn't sneak away in the middle of the night. Sometimes.
Well, that
I
don't know about. That's her business. But as far as I know, because she was drunk, I put them to bed. I had to put them all to bed.
You were the one putting people to bed?
Yes, they were all like all.
Oh, they can't handle their alcohol.
Right, and the next morning they. That's... How did I get into this bed with my clothes on? I said, "Well, I wasn't going to undress you. Put you in the room and close the door."
Oh, that's the problem. I feel like when people, they try not to drink when they do drink.
No, honey, they're all pretty good drinkers.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe it's the Guinness that got them, but they're all pretty good drinkers. I don't have any, I don't think that they're pretty good with that.
Mm.
You know, they, so anyway.
I don't know.
But we had a good time in Ireland. We had a very good time. Other than that, we were all on the bus, and it's a tour bus. We didn't know it was a tour bus. We wanted just to get to, Dublin, and we were on this bus. We were giving the guy a hard time because we don't want to hear about all this touring stuff. We just want to get to. So finally,
you were on a tour bus.
Yeah, but we didn't know we were on a tour bus.
Well, who booked it?
We just hopped on the bus.
Well, why would you just hop on the bus?
Because we wanted to get to where we wanted to go. We didn't
know how to get
there.
This is a disorganized girls trip. You need, like, somebody
in
charge.
Finally, he says, "Okay, the Golden Girls, please get off now. This is your stop." Well, seven of us got off the bus. So he was very, very nice to us.
You should have had a camera crew following you.
So he was very, very nice to us.
Oh, that's good.
But, you know, a bunch of crazy old ladies going on a bus. And we didn't realize, and we're all sitting down, and we're saying, why is he making all these announcements? You know.
Oh, yeah. Just, that's normal.
Listen, honey, we were a little bit under the
weather. Like a regular MCA bus.
We were really, really, you know.
Oh, you were hungover?
And then we also went to Copenhagen, because we were going to Norway.
You went to Norway?
Yeah, with Sue and Jeannie
and
Diane and me, and we had a journey.
Diane and Jeannie and Mary, you guys have been everywhere.
Yeah, and Barbara was
there. Barbara.
Barbara arranges the trips.
Oh, Barbara's she's the travel agent. Yeah, then why did she let you get on this tour bus?
Because she's just as nutty as we are.
I understand.
She only gets us the tickets to the hotel, the tickets to the airline.
Mm.
You know, all those.
She's
kind
the
of
travel
tickets.
Agent.
Yeah. And
you got in no fights on this trip. You went on a worldwide tour with your girlfriends, and nobody fought.
You know why we didn't? Why didn't we? Diane was very good. She thought she was the oldest. So we let her believe that she was the oldest.
Who?
Diane. She was 70. We let her believe that she wanted to believe she was the oldest on the trip.
Why? Why would she want to be the oldest?
I don't know. So
I've never heard of such a thing in my life.
So I never said anything to her.
What?
So
is she
okay? So finally, after we were into the trip about 4 days, because she was rooming with Sue. After we were in the room a few days, she says to me, she announces, "How old are you?" So I told her, "I'm not the oldest." I said, "No, I never said you were. You're the one who wanted to be the oldest. I really couldn't care if you're the oldest."
So that's the secret to having a successful girls' trip.
I guess.
Let your friend believe she's the oldest.
Let her, whatever. And then that was the time that we had the one girl with us, Rini. She was always sick. what thing. She was always in her room, doing room service.
What?
She had Why? A problem. I think she had a problem with her stomach, and she was one of those girls that were not very well. She's not very healthy, but she stayed with Barbara.
That's too bad.
She stayed with Barbara.
The old lady.
She wasn't an old lady. She's young.
Diane.
You don't have the names right, girl.
I need like a pie chart. God.
Those are the girls I really go with. You know, that's the group.
Your homies. That's your main group.
That is. I did go with.
You're like the Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Or the Real Grandmas.
Some of them are in their late 60s. And one is 70. Yeah, they're all old. Yeah. But we have a good time.
If you were going to be you and your friends were going to be a Real Housewives franchise, which franchise would you be?
What do you mean? We all come from Long Island.
Yeah, but who do you think you'd mix in more with? The Real Housewives of New York, the Real Housewives of New Jersey, the Real Housewives of Atlanta, the Real Housewives of Dallas, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, then there's Orange County, and there's Potomac, Maryland.
Well, to tell you the truth, we really don't rank each other out. We don't do that. We don't insult each other. We kind of just go along.
Why not?
Because we don't. I don't know. Well, maybe we weren't raised to do that. You know, I don't know. We don't. You know, we'll get mad. We'll all get mad at Diane. But then the next day, we'll just forget about
only
it.
Only Diane?
Well, she's the one who gives us most of the trouble.
Oh, she's the oldest, and she gives you the most trouble.
But she's really not the oldest. She thinks she is.
Hmm.
But she gives us the most trouble.
Old Lady Diane.
Yeah, you remember. I think your mom met Diane.
Okay.
And she told you all about her
didn't mean that I know Diane.
Well, I don't know why your mother never told you about it. But she's a hot tomato.
Hot tomato.
Yeah, she's got the look about her. She's always made up. She's very
Maybe she would definitely be a Real Housewife then.
She's not mean.
The drama. You don't have to be mean. You just have to.
I don't know, maybe.
To be a Real Housewife, I believe you have to have the desire to be treated fairly. Like, if you feel like you're somebody's being done wrong by you, like, you have to have something in you that makes you want them, like, to apologize. Mm-hmm. If you just, like, let people walk all over you and you don't really care, you wouldn't be good for the show.
Maybe.
Because all the drama comes out of people wanting to get their point across and wanting to be treated fairly.
Maybe. We have another girl, Maureen. She's right up Barbara's backside. Whatever Barbara does, she does. Like, we were ordering a bottle of wine. We ordered it before Barbara sat down. I couldn't care. We're ordering a bottle of wine. She doesn't want to drink it. Don't drink it. Anyway, she came, Maureen said, we ordered this bottle of red wine. So Barbara, of course, is fine. Okay. Are you sure it's okay? You sure? Because we ordered it before. I said, please, Maureen. We ordered the wine. It's over with.
She cares so much what Barbara's going to think?
Yes.
That's dumb.
We ordered it. Stop. You're being annoying now.
She's too far up her.
Yeah. So that's.
Too far that's, up that's her what bubble. Happens. She can't that's, see this ground.
Right. That's what happens with people when they go. You go out and you have a good time, but then there's all these little. You know,
little tensions.
Happen. Yeah, you know. Although when I went with Audrey, we went to Alaska. Her and I were fine. We had no problems.
There were Audrey. Two of us only.
There was only two of us, but so two is different than six and seven.
Yeah, because when there's so many people, you have to worry about what everybody wants at the same time.
Right, and you have to worry about the taxis, and then who don't want to split the taxi bill? Who wants it? Who paid too much? Who paid 50 cents more than the other paid? You know, that's what happens when you get to two. But, you know.
Yeah, but nowadays there's all these technologies, so, like, everything is split automatically. Did you know that?
No.
Like,
did that.
With Uber, you can, in the Uber app, you can, like, share it with whoever's in that Uber.
All right, but like, we don't have Uber in Europe, do we?
Yeah, of course. No way. Uber's all over the world, worldwide.
Then I have to tell you a funny story. We went into Iceland, and they have that.
You went to Iceland too?
Yeah, and we have that.
All this stuff.
We have that lava. They have this lava. What do they call it? A lava pool.
A lava pool, like a mud.
It comes. From, no, the water gets heated from the mountains.
Hot spring.
So
the hot springs.
Right. So you have to go in there with, you know, I put my bathing suit on.
Naked?
Yeah, but I didn't. I wasn't naked. I put my bathing suit on. I said, I'm not going to get naked.
You should have just dove right in.
No. Anyway, this one girl, they give you this cream that you put on.
Okay.
It's supposed to make your body smooth and, you know, it's very, very nice cream. Except the one girl.
Why are you putting it on before you get in the water?
No, in the water. They have the bar set up in the water. It's like a bar that has all these the creams.
Okay.
You know, and you put them. So we're all doing la, 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 you know. And Sue decides to put it in her hair.
Why?
Because she thought it would be good for her hair. Don't ask me why. Anyway, she can't get it out of her hair for 3 days. She had to go to the beauty parlor, and they couldn't get it out. And it was like...
Well, obviously, it was for your skin. It's not for your hair. Everybody knows you don't put on a vinyl lotion in your hair to
These men had it. A lot of other women had it in their hair and their face and their beards, every place.
Well, I'm sure they had the same problem.
Yes.
People are not using their brains.
I know. Shit. So we laughed at her. We said, what? Our hair came... was like, you know how when you have cream in your hair? It's straight.
Oh, my God.
And she had... 2 days it took for in the beauty parlor to get rid of it.
Who was this?
Sue.
Oh, Sue.
Yeah, so funny. It was funny. Little incidents like that I remember. You know, when we...
No fighting in Iceland?
Hmm?
No. No fighting.
No fighting. A lot of walking, but no fighting.
The Real Housewives of Orange County did a lot of fighting in Iceland.
No, we didn't fight in Iceland. We didn't fight at all in Norway. What did we do? No, we didn't fight at all. We all kind of let Diane do whatever she wanted to do.
You shouldn't let Diane do whatever she wants, old lady Diane.
Well, she's happy. Let her do her arts and crafts. We have one who wants to gamble and one who wants to do arts and crafts.
Gamble? You guys gamble?
Well, on the cruise ship, you know.
Wait, was this a cruise ship, this whole thing?
When you go to Norway, you get on a cruise ship.
Oh.
You know. And that had the gambling.
Wow.
And one girl liked to gamble, and one girl wanted to do arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts?
Yeah, on the cruise ship. You know how you go and do arts and crafts? They have classes.
No. That's dumb. I hate arts and crafts.
No, you're not 70 years old, and you're not Diane.
I mean, I know a lot of people my age who like arts and crafts, but I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, nobody else went with her. She only went by herself.
Oh, thank you.
She went by herself to do it, you know.
That's good.
Yeah, so it was good. So, you know.
You want anything on your team, or we give you English breakfast?
Just a little milk. Yeah. Milk and sugar. Did you put sugar in it?
No, but I
won't. Yeah, it was fun. They're fun. We're going to go on. I said when we pick another trip, I said I'd like to go to Chicago.
Chicago.
Or New Orleans. I haven't been to Chicago and haven't been to New Orleans. Those are the two places I really haven't been.
Should go to New Orleans.
Right now Barbara's going to go to Hawaii. We were going to go, but then we decided not to. So.
Why not?
Because she was going to be with her son, and...
son didn't want to hang out with six...
He was going to hang out.
The old lady gang.
He wanted to hang out with us, but I didn't think it was fair. She's going there to with him.
He probably would want her friends to be there so that she could be entertained.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wanted to take her to a couple of his friends' houses and stuff, and I didn't really...
I'm sure he wanted you guys to go.
I didn't want to go. Anyway, Taylor's getting married. I gotta settle my stuff with that.
In 9 months, we're gonna stay put on Long Island for nine months.
I don't want to go on such a long trip.
We gotta get our hair. My blowout has to look good in September.
Well, don't make me laugh. My thing hurts. I don't want to go on that long a trip. I mean, I want to go back maybe to Florida. I want to go to. If they want to go to New Orleans, like a short trip. I don't mind going on a short trip, but I don't want to go for eight hours on an airplane.
It'll mess up your hair.
My 12 hours. What?
12 hours.
12 hours. Yeah.
It's more than that. It's like
I didn't want to do that this year. Like, I don't know why. I just didn't want to do it. But anyway, well, I'm sure we'll go on other trips with them. With my friends. They're trying to eliminate Diane, but isn't that horrible?
Well, she sounds annoying.
I know, but
she might listen.
But what can you do? Thank you, sweetheart.
She might listen to the podcast. Nobody can figure out how to use the podcast, and old lady Diane is going to figure out how to use it.
She might.
She goes to art class.
Yeah, she might. She might.
She has a boyfriend.
She has a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Wants to marry her, but she doesn't want to get married.
Exactly. Your mother knows.
How did she meet her boyfriend?
On
Match.com?
Yeah.
Is this mean Match.com?
Yeah, that's where. But what do? You went on a trip with your girlfriends. What did you do?
Yes, I went to Dallas recently. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Did you all get lit up?
Lit up. There was some lit times, yes.
Okay. See? That's what happens.
There wasn't really much drama.
No.
Only because we left my friends. We left them behind. That wasn't...
What do you mean you left them behind? You left them behind where?
Well, we like in forgot. We didn't realize they were like still in the house. Oh. So we left in the cab.
Oh.
So yeah, that wasn't great. But you know, like... There's humps in every weekend trip.
We went on a trip with my friends too. We went to Montauk, staying at Joanne's house.
Oh, how was that?
That was fun.
Did you get lit up?
Oh my God, that was two with her, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. With old lady Diane?
The first time was fine. We had a great time. We played, you know, this bingo, I don't know what it was, and we drank and everybody bought food and we ate. And
oh, that's riveting. You ate and you drank.
Yeah, no, I mean, but then the second time we went, I didn't know. So Diane comes in, and I give her the bedroom downstairs because she has a bad back, whatever. And I thought that the two, Barbara and Rini, usually sleep in the back room. And I sleep in Joanne's room, and then and the other two sleep in the bunk beds. Well, Rini comes in. And she goes right into the bedroom that I put Diane in. And she says, oh, no, I'm sleeping here with Barbara. So poor Diane was so upset. She had to take her luggage out and bring it upstairs.
Wait, which room?
There's a downstairs room with a double bed.
I'm aware.
What? You remember?
I'm aware.
That's what I'm saying. That room.
Why is she that so room. Upset?
Because Rainy chased
because
her
Barbara
room.
Because why did Barbara
Rainy because her? Rainy said that I hurt my back and my neck. Aww. And I can't sleep.
Aww.
on the recliner.
Oh,
the recliners. Barbara and her liked the recliners in the back room. And more.
Maybe it was a plot to separate to get Barbara out of Diane's asshole.
No, it's not Diane. It's Maureen. It's Maureen who's.
At any rate, so the ladies had an issue.
I thought, oh.
That happens on the house.
So she was so upset, and she had to sleep in the bunk bed. And that meant Maureen said she'd sleep on the top bunk bed. So I find out in the middle of the night, she almost fell out. She tried to get down the ladder, and she couldn't get down the ladder.
Why are you putting old ladies on the top bunk? I can't even get on the top bunk without falling off.
I didn't know where she was sleeping. I thought she was sleeping in Diane in Devin's room. Instead, she was sleeping in... Oh, I shouldn't be talking about that because... Shannon definitely will be on this podcast.
They knew you were sleeping in their rooms. You were at their house.
But I didn't. They didn't know that she overfilled. She got to get down off the ladder and she went to sleep on the couch.
Old people should not sleep on bunk beds.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even want to sleep on a bunk bed.
I didn't ask her to sleep there. She volunteered to sleep there. I don't care where they all sleep.
Huh? The Montauk Inn next time.
Okay. Yes, no more house, no more bunk beds.
Oh my God. But no, it was fun. We had a very good time there. We had two very, very nice. We did a lot. We went to the beach. Oh, that's another thing. We were separated on the beach, and three of them turned their cell phone off. So me and Barbara and who else was me? I think it was some, couldn't find them.
Mm. Oh.
To tell them where we were.
Yeah.
Because they turned their cell phone off. And then they got mad at us because they said, we didn't know where you were. We said, well, if you left your cell phone on, you would have known where we are.
Yeah, that happens.
That's strange. Yeah. See, like, young people don't do that. They don't, like, turn off their phone.
Well, I don't know why they turned off their phone either. You know, I mean.
Maybe it burned the batteries.
Oh, I have no idea.
This is just.
But well, we played a lot of games there, and we had a lot of good food there.
When you're, like, on these trips and you, like, go out to bars, do, like, young men try and talk to you guys?
I just told you what happened to Diane in Ireland.
Yeah, but that was one time. Are there other times?
Not Barbara. Me and Sue, they seem to want to talk to us. I don't know why.
Oh, I wonder why.
They seem to want to talk, but nothing bad. I mean, they just, you know, chat, you know, if you're at the table or the
chat
bar next
up
to them. Yeah.
Really?
They chat you up.
Yeah, remember I told you about the guy who was in Ireland who had, tells me he had the old, he had a truck outside, and I said, what kind of truck you have? You know, well, okay. He said, well, do you know what I'm hauling? I said, no, what the heck do I, you know what
oh, my God, that you sounds an inappropriate.
So what do you think he had in there?
Oh, I don't know.
Sex toys?
Sperm.
Oh, sperm.
I said, huh?
Well, it wasn't his, he was just thinking.
It wasn't his sperm, it was the bull's sperm.
Wait,
he gets it from the bull and he sells it to the farmer so that the farmers can inject the cows instead of having a bull.
Oh my God, you met like an illegal sperm trader?
Was that illegal?
Sperm cartel.
Is that illegal?
Was that illegal?
Yeah, there's this whole like sperm cartel.
Oh my God. Well, I didn't go with him.
I'm just kidding.
Oh. I was like dying because.
Wait,
where
was this? Hold on, back up.
That was back in Dirty Nellie's.
In Ireland?
Yeah.
He said, so, okay, how does this conversation start?
You know, how does the conversation start? I don't know. You talk, how are you? You're from New York. You're from, I'm from here. I was here. Oh, yeah, I what are you doing? We're on vacation. What do you do? I work here. Oh, you work here? Yeah. I said, oh, that's good. And we're talking about, like, oh, what? He says, and he said, I haul. So I said, you haul. And I.
And then that's when he said, do you want to know what I'm hauling?
Yeah. He says, I haul sperm. I said, huh?
What?
Whose sperm? He said, the bull's
his
sperm.
Own? Like,
no, it's the bull. He gets the sperm from the bull.
How much sperm could he have if he has
I
a
didn't
whole
go look
truck,
at his truck
of sperm?
I didn't know if he had a little pickup truck, a big truck. I didn't look. I just said, oh, that's very interesting. What am I going to say? I mean.
Wait, how do they get the sperm?
They inject, they take the sperm from the bull.
Yeah, how do they get it from the bull?
They take it with a syringe.
I'm starting
to get nauseous. Do you want to know how they do it? I'll tell you. And then
yeah.
They take the cow and they inject it into the cow and the cow.
Why don't they let them just have it sex?
Because,
yeah, why can't they just let them have sex?
Some
taking
people
the
don't
joy,
have
every bit of joy out of the cow's
well,
life.
Yeah,
it's not
actually
not
terrible.
Really, it's not really.
It's not enjoyable.
No.
They don't really. Oh, animals don't really like to have sex.
Do you know how a horse has sex?
No.
Okay, well, if you have a horse...
Like humans, I
if you
assume.
Have a horse... Because I've seen this. If you have a horse... And I got nauseous. If you have a horse and you wanted to have a calf, you know,
yeah.
Like maybe a racehorse or something,
okay.
You take the sperm from the horse that you wanted, you know, the maybe, like, say, Secretary. Well, he was a horse. And
Secretary?
Yeah, that was a horse. That was a famous horse. A racing
Secretary,
horse.
Okay.
A racing horse. They lay the lady cow on this
horse. The lady house, the cow.
The lady horse.
Okay.
On a you know machine like this, spread her legs. Yeah, because the horse will kick you right in the face if she doesn't want to have anything to do with you.
Well, and so she should.
Yeah.
Hello?
Are you kidding?
Well, this is like forced.
We need a little bit more kicking going on out there.
This is a little bit more
that you're
pregnant.
Forcing them to get pregnant. I'm
yes.
Talking about sex as in sex.
Wait, so, but no, I want to continue this. So what is they, what is the
this.
Man horse, what do they have the man horse do?
Nothing. He was in his bedroom, wherever, in his hay, and they inject the sperm from him.
Yeah, she's saying it's not sex. She's talking of artificial insemination.
Yeah.
Oh,
which is not what we're talking about, but okay.
Well,
Oh.
It's clinical, obviously. That's what it is.
I thought you were going to tell me how horses have real sex.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't say that.
Oh.
It's the same way this cow and this bull sperm do it, I guess. That's artificial insemination also.
Interesting.
So as you travel around...
Science is crazy.
As you travel around, you see all these crazy things.
I've never... Wow, I guess I have to live some more life before I meet somebody who hauls sperm in Ireland.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But that's how it is. But anyway, it's... where else did I go? I went on a lot of trips with Poppy, but I didn't go with...
You didn't meet any sperm haulers?
No. We didn't meet any sperm haulers.
Wow.
I can't tell you what we did there because it's going to be on pro. Pocket podcast.
So did you ever meet any other interesting people, or would you say the sperm hauler was the top of the list?
Let's see. You know, that was one that I remember because it was so...
Clearly.
You know, out of the ballpark. I mean, I would never think that anybody would do such a thing like that.
I mean, when you think about it, somebody's got to. They can't just, like, put it in the mail.
Well, when...
How much sperm do they have to put in...
You're asking me?
Yeah.
How do I...
I don't know. I thought maybe you would ask him.
No, I didn't ask him. It was enough what I heard. I thought that was enough of my interest in him and his truck.
Wow.
You know, that was about as much as I wanted to know. Who else did I meet there? You know, you meet a lot of people on vacation, just like you are.
Yeah, I don't really meet people on vacation.
You never talk to anybody on vacation?
No, I don't really like to talk to random people.
Hmm.
Not like you, Grandma.
Hey, on the airplane, I talked to this man from, he was French. Yeah, he was from Canada. And he had a girlfriend who had two kids.
Okay.
And their names were, what were their names again? Victoria. Very nice names. And Jason.
And Drake.
No, and Jason. Oh. Not French names. And he was going to play golf and going on a business trip. He was very...
That's exciting.
He was very interesting. He was from Canada. He wasn't married to this woman, but he said, I had girlfriends. I said, wait a minute. You have girlfriends and a girl that you're living with who had two kids? No. I just had one girlfriend who had two kids.
Oh.
I said, why don't you get married? Because he was...
Are those his kids?
Yeah. He was 35 or 40. I can't remember.
They were living in sin?
I don't know what they were living in. I don't know. Maybe they say the rosary every night. I don't know. So
You never know.
He wanted to know.
People in prison can say the rosary too.
Because this is what he wanted to know about Daddy. And he said...
Oh, you just jump right in.
Right. So then he said to me, well, how old was your husband? I said, huh? I said, I guess he's trying to figure out how old I was, but I wouldn't tell him. I don't think it was his business.
Yeah.
Oh, but you got his whole life story. You have a security number in the whole bed, but he wants to know how old you are.
And that's too much.
Yeah, right.
That's too much. Wow.
But it's fun. I don't know. I talk to everybody.
Yeah.
I know.
You should go on more trips then.
Oh, when we were in... I've got to tell you this. When we were in... Where Brooke is? A man was at the bar.
Boca.
He looked just like Uncle Vinny. And he turned around to talk to me. And we were talking.
Yeah.
And he had his family there. And I had to... So then we parted. We went... You know, we went out, we went to dinner. So the next day, Brooke calls us up and says that the lookalike of Uncle Vinny was at her affair. Mm-hmm. And his friend was trying to hook him up because he wanted to meet a woman.
You should meet him.
You could.
And then you can move to Florida and live out Boca.
Oh, have money.
Ooh. Money.
Money, honey.
Wow.
I know. That's so funny, right?
Could work out.
Yeah, it could.
Did you hear about the new? Did you hear about the Kardashians' new baby names?
I can't remember it. I did hear something, but it was a silly name.
Kim's newest baby's name is Chicago.
See, I told you it was silly.
Chicago West. What do you think of that?
I don't know if Chicago... Yeah, I guess Chicago is West from us, isn't it?
No, West...
No, West is the last name.
You know, West. Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you know who Kanye West
is? I don't think I would like that name, Chicago.
I think it's better than some of the other ones. Like, I think Saint is stupid.
Well, what was the other baby's name?
Saint.
Her other baby's names are Saint and...
Say it again?
Saint.
Saint, like Saint. Like Saint Joseph.
Yeah. And North.
Saint Mary.
Oh, my God. Saint North. Why don't you do an East? She could have it.
No, Saint and... What is
she said
it?
North.
Saint and North.
So Saint. You could have West, North, East, and South.
Yeah, you could, but...
Yeah, but no. No.
North. And now, what... All right, so...
And then Kylie. Do you know which one Kylie is?
The young one.
She just named her baby Stormy Webster.
Stormy, I've heard before.
Wait, is Webster the last name?
But, yeah.
I think she was married.
Well, no, she's not, and she's 20.
Now, whose name did she give him? The boyfriend's name?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm.
Crazy people, they are. They're crazy.
Yeah, but they're so rich.
I don't know. Is rich everything?
I don't know. One day I'll be that rich, so I'll let you know.
Okay. I'll be right there with you.
All right.
Yeah.
You can visit the compound.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's good. You got to start on this. Oh, yeah. Did you want to go live with Brookie? they're all rich over there, I think.
Yeah, I mean, move there, meet a rich husband. Maybe. Sounds great to me.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know where these rich people are. I haven't met any. I'm never going to be that rich.
Don't doubt yourself. I mean, you are young, Grandma. You have time. You should get on. It has to be like a dating app for like older women who want to meet like younger rich men.
Oh, I don't know if the older.
That's
I don't
what
know
you
if
mean.
The younger rich men want the older woman.
Why
what
not?
I think happens is the young men think that the older women are rich and they want their money.
Yeah, well, you know, what if you pretended you were, like, really rich?
Yeah.
And then...
Then I decide I'm not rich and he's not rich. We'll be two poor people in the poor house?
Yeah, that would
work. One of us got to be rich. One of us got to have something.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Maybe we could, like, catfish somebody for you.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. You know, they're getting older and older. They're getting a little bit like they can't walk too good anymore.
All the people? Just the general population is just getting older and older.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think I went on any... I love going with the girls on the trips. They're very... It's nice. You know, I never get a drink on the airplane by myself. When I'm by myself, I never order a drink.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know why, but when you're with the girls... We order drinks on the plane. I don't know why.
Well, it depends on the time of day.
Does it matter?
I guess not. Would you order a drink at a 7 a.m. flight?
Maybe Bloody Mary.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I wouldn't order a gin and tonic or wine, but maybe Bloody Mary.
I feel like a gin and tonic is a good morning drink.
Mm-hmm. No, you think? I don't know, maybe.
Wait, what's a gin and tonic? No.
I said a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Either. I mean, I feel like any liquor is fine in the morning. Just not
wine. You
gotta
do Bloody Mary because of the salt. They say
people
crave salt when they fly. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Did you interview your mother? She goes on trips with her girlfriends.
No, not yet. I mean,
it's,
you know.
Don't ask, don't tell policy when I go on my trips, girls.
Yeah, she doesn't want to explain everything. It's too inappropriate for
And here
podcast.
I am, talking all over the world.
All over the world. We're worldwide.
Yeah,
we're famous now.
Yeah, and then, oh, God, I'm going to use fictitious names from now on.
Fictitious names. Aliases.
Yeah, in case anybody hears me. In case anybody reads, listens to it. I'll be having nobody going on vacation.
I don't think your friends are going to be listening to this. I mean, they can.
I know. As I tell you, Suzanne was listening to it all the way to...
Not this one, but podcasts in general, you mean.
Yes. This one was crime, mystery or something. And then there was another one about the segregation of the schools. Somebody was talking about
trying to educate herself.
I don't know. I guess so. But how many trips? You went on a lot of... That's all you went on is one girl trip? No, you went on others.
Well, I went to Cancun for spring break in college.
Oh, that was...
That was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Too much to talk about. That would be a whole other 45 minutes.
Oh, my God. So all you want to know is the dirt from my life.
Yeah. Everybody already knows my dirt.
And I keep everything a secret?
No, but you're more interesting than me, Grandma.
Oh, yeah, right.
You have a whole lifetime of stories.
Oh, God, do I? Some I can't tell. Not.
Oh, but you could tell us about the sperm hauler.
Well, that's not anybody who I know.
Yeah, but you know a lot about a lot of people because you literally will talk to the aunt who's crossing the street at the same time you are.
This is true. It's fun. Well, you all have to say it's hello and they start talking to you. But on the way home, I didn't talk to
anybody.
No, they
don't.
You don't think?
You could say hi to somebody walking down the street. You're not going to get their entire life story, their social security number.
Hmm.
Where they went to college. Are their parents still together? Like, I don't understand how you get this information.
Hmm. What information? The group about this guy?
I just want to know, like, how you get all this information out of people.
I don't know.
Well.
Maybe I'm a news reporter.
One day you could teach me.
You say hello.
You're like Andy Cohen.
You say hello and then they say hello and... You know, next thing, where are you going? What are you doing? Remember that time I met that nice young man? Too bad. He was, remember, I had his, he gave me his, what is it when you want, to listen to him play music. He was in a band.
Oh, his CD.
Yeah, he was in a band. No, that was the guy in Nashville who gave me the CD. I still have a CD. He has a very nice voice. He gave me his CD. He wanted me to go and see him, and he was playing in the living room in New York.
Oh, the living room.
But nobody wanted to go with me, so. But that's who gave it to me. But the other fellow I met on the airplane, he was in a band, and he lived in Florida. And his family lived on Long Island. And he gave me his, his website to listen and play. That's when Suzanne was in the apartment, and we listened to it. Very nice, young man.
All right, well, I think we're going to have to wrap this up.
Okay.
Any last words?
Happy trails.
Happy trails, happy girls' trips.